Amen. Well, if I don't get loud, if I'm not loud enough, let me know and I'll try to crank up just a little bit. I don't have the voice that I used to have. Somebody said, amen. But it's good to be saved, isn't it?
Amen.
Good to be in the Lord's house. Honestly, it's the farther up the road you get, the better it gets.
Amen.
I kid you not. It's better to me right now, the Lord is, than ever in my Christian life.
Amen.
He's done wonderful things.
Amen.
And I give him all the praise for it.
Yes.
God's been good to me.
Yes.
Ain't no apologies for it. Amen. All right, I want to read one verse of Scripture this morning. You'll turn your Bible to 2 Corinthians, a verse of Scripture that everybody knows right well. And I'll just kind of move out from this verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and a very familiar verse.
Amen.
17.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5, 17. Did I say 1 Corinthians?
No.
2 Corinthians 5, 17. Appreciate the preacher letting me preach this morning. I called him Thursday morning. I said, preacher, I've been thinking on you're losing all those preachers. And I said, there's not much preach left in me, but I said, if you need me, I'll do my best to try to help you.
Amen.
I said, but do me a favor. I said, give me plenty of time. Now, I'm slow, and it takes me longer to do than what it used to,
right,
to prepare. I said, just give me as much time as you can, so I can make sure I have enough time to prepare to preach. And so he called me Thursday afternoon. Said, you want to preach Sunday morning? I said, he may be Speedy Gonzalez at this time. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 17. Paul writing here to the Corinthian church. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen.
Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new.
Amen.
Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of preaching this morning. I pray you'll touch and grant liberty. I pray that you open up the windows of heaven.
Yes.
Pour out your blessing without measure upon your people this morning. Do great things for us, Lord. Revive us and strengthen us, I pray. And I do ask you, Lord, to be merciful to some old sinner boy or girls this morning that's lost and without you. I pray to show yourself to them crucified and risen and coming again.
Yes.
With great power and great glory. Have your divine will and way in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Therefore, if any man in Christ be, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, and old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new.
Amen.
I want to preach on this thought. Putting the new in the new year.
Amen. That's good.
Brother Williamson preached Wednesday night on closing it out and shutting it down.
Yeah.
Well, I want to preach this morning on bringing it in and opening it up.
Amen.
And I think my text is scriptural. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Get this now. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. Now, if I understand that correctly, what Paul is saying, in this verse of Scripture, we got things coming and we got them going.
That's right.
We got it coming and we got it going.
Amen.
Old things are passing away and new things are being made new.
Amen.
And so, by the help of God, I want to try to preach on that a little while. You know, just a couple of nights ago on New Year's Eve, at the stroke at midnight, people all across the length and the breadth of our land made New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
And I guarantee you, before they got the liquor smell off their breath, that they had already done exactly what they made the resolution to get over.
Right.
I've heard them make all kinds of things. I'm not going to drink anymore. I'm not going to smoke anymore.
Yep.
I'm not going to curse anymore.
Yep.
And that's John Barleycorn speaking.
Yep.
Nobody ever got saved by turning a new leaf.
That's right.
Or ever got saved by just, I knew it. I had a premonition that I'd forget that word. And sure enough, I've forgotten it. But I want to try to preach on that a little while this morning, if God will help me.
Amen. Bless you.
And people are that way. They have good intentions.
Oh, yeah.
They want to do right.
Yep.
And you can tell by their resolution that they're making that they've got that on their heart.
Right.
Yes. But I won't say nobody ever made a New Year's resolution and kept it and got saved by the grace of God, or saved by the grace of God. You don't get saved by resolution.
Right.
You get saved by believing in the Son of God that loved you and gave himself for you.
That's right.
By turning from your sin unto Him. And I'm satisfied that a lot of people have repented and didn't even know they were repenting.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Because you cannot turn to Christ. That's the call.
Right.
Come to Christ.
Right.
You cannot come to Christ and go in the opposite direction at the same time.
Right. Exactly.
Amen. So any man that believes in Christ and turns to Christ has repented.
Amen.
And by the way, you don't just repent one time.
Oh, no. That's right.
Repentance is a lifelong obligation to God.
Yep.
I've come to realize, hey, I'm still repenting. I've been saved a few years now and preaching for a while, and I still am repenting of things.
Right.
I mean, I hollered at my wife the other day and had to repent of it. Didn't she fix me a 25-pound ham and I eat half of it? I didn't repent of that, though. No, I didn't holler at her. I didn't slap her. God help a man that slap his wife.
Amen.
Putting the new in the new year.
Amen.
Old things are passed away. All things are become new.
Amen.
So you cannot be saved and still cling to old things.
Right.
Now, I didn't say you couldn't have old things. As far as your salvation, you got a clean slate.
Right.
I'm telling you, there's still going to be things in your life that are troubling you. I've got things in my life that are troubling to me. But those old things are passing away.
Amen.
And all things. You need to underline that word all.
Amen.
All things are become new.
Yes, sir.
What a blessing. What a blessing. And so I'm gonna preach another little while and just simply start out by saying a man ought to be a new creature.
Amen.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a N-E-W.
Right.
Putting the new in the new year.
Amen.
Old things are passed away. And behold, he said, Paul, when you use that word behold, it's a strong word.
Yes, sir.
When that word is used in the Bible, it means to stand up and pay attention.
That's right.
Because God wants your attention.
Yep.
He's got something to tell you that is very important.
Amen.
Behold, all things, old things are passed away. And all things are become new.
Amen.
Having a new thing.
Amen.
How would you like to wake up, you ladies in here? How would you ladies like to wake up New Year's morning? Run in and look in the mirror and all the wrinkles be gone.
Yeah.
That excess, fat. Would be gone. How would you like to wake up on New Year's Day and look in the mirror and have absolutely no blemish whatsoever?
Yeah.
May I say to you, in the eyes of God, in the eyes of the Lord Jesus, If you're saved by the grace of God, stand and look in that mirror. You might see some, some things you don't like. But I promise you one thing, through the eyes of the beholder, they're gone.
Amen.
They're washed away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to start the new year as a new creature in Christ. That's right.
Amen.
If you're a new creature in Christ, it means you've been saved.
Right.
Born again. I'm going to tell you the best thing ever happened to me in my life. September the 13th, 1970, when an old sinner boy lost him without God. I didn't know God, and to be quite honest with you, I didn't want to know God. I was in church to please my mama and my brother. But hallelujah, he got a hold of me.
Amen.
Now, I mean, something really got a hold of me.
Amen.
And I became a brand new creation.
Right.
He created me one time and created you one time. But it became blemished. But that second creation, it shall never be blemished.
Amen.
That's his wonderful name. But you need to be saved. I'm talking about really born again.
Right.
Here's what Paul said in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
For it is a power of God unto salvation to all that believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
Amen.
Somebody said, how do you get saved? By believing in the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
Right.
By believing in the fact that he came from heaven,
yes, sir, right,
and became your sin bearer and your substitute.
Right, right.
That he died in your place.
Amen.
And you believe that through the gospel.
Right.
The gospel of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He died and was buried, and on the third day he arose. And oh happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Amen.
That gospel is the power of God. It gives you a new life. A brand new life. You're a new creature. A new creation.
Yes, sir.
I believe if we could ever get a hold of that, somebody said, oh, preacher, I believe that. Then when are we going to start acting like we believe it?
Amen.
There's something to it. Folks, if you really got a hold of the fact that you've been delivered from the power of sin, from the power of Satan, from the power of self, and have been made a new creature in Christ, I believe we'd come to church with an altogether different attitude. A different spirit.
You're right.
Praise God. I don't know about you. And I know I don't like to people to think that I'm just preaching the fact that we're saved from hell. But I'm glad I'm not going.
Amen.
Amen.
No, sir. Let the devil and his angels have all the fun down there they want with their buddies. But I am not going.
Amen.
I'm a new creature in Christ. A new life. A new man.
Amen.
Some of you in here need to be made a man. I've never seen such whiny-nosed babies in my life. Now, I'm not talking about real babies. I'm talking about grown men.
Right.
Whine and whimper around. Praise God, it's time we become men.
Amen.
It's time that we took a stand for old time, Holy Ghost, heartfelt salvation.
Amen.
That has brought us out of sin and put us in a new path and a new way that we can follow Christ all the days of our life.
Amen.
And rejoice in what he's done for us.
That's right. Amen.
I'm going to have to hurry up here.
Amen.
He's made us a free man. I'm glad I'm free.
Amen.
Free.
Amen.
From the sins of tomorrow. Free from the guilt of the past.
Right.
Woo!
Amen.
What would you do if you was in prison? They come down and open the cell block, open the door, and said, "You're free."
Right.
I imagine you'd say, "I don't know about this. I don't know if I can repent my way through it or believe my way through it." Hey, there's a lot of things took place in your heart you don't know very little about.
Right.
Me too. But I'm telling you, free.
Amen.
When the Lord opened up my prison door and said, "You're free," I don't know about anybody, and I'm not proud of it, but I've been in jail a couple of times. When they shut that door behind me and I heard that big clunk,
yeah, boom,
my heart fell down into my belly button. It's a terrible feeling. But when they came by and opened up that door.
Amen.
I remember one time in Germany, I was doing some things I ought not to do on the street trying to get back to Marlberg from Nuremberg, Germany. I'm telling you, I've done something I shouldn't have done. I'm not going to share that with you. No need of it. But a big German police officer, I was running trying to get away, and I run slap into a German police officer. Must have been 12 feet tall. I couldn't understand a word he was saying, but I knew by the tone of his voice, I'd been a bad boy and he was going to get me.
Yeah.
When they took me down to the local German jail, opened up the door, there was no light. There was no window. There was a bed made out of wood. Nice, shiny wood. But it wasn't very soft. They threw me in and I'm telling you, it was dark. That's where a sinner's at, is in darkness.
Right.
Right.
Amen. But when that MP in the next morning opened up that door and the light shined in.
Amen.
Later I couldn't help but to think of the light that shined in my grave where I was actually dead in trespasses and sins. And God turned the light on for me.
Amen.
I walked out in the light, the glorious light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm free from sin, free from Satan, free from self.
Amen.
If you're free and you've been captive, let Christ control your life.
Amen.
Just give it all to Him.
That's right.
I mean, today would be on this new year.
Yeah.
A new thing.
Amen.
Give your life to Jesus and let Him control it for you.
Amen.
Let Him give you the direction that He wants you to travel in.
Right.
Amen.
He'll never lead you in a wrong way.
That's right. Amen.
Somebody said, "Well, I got saved. First thing I done was started having troubles." Amen. Start the new year saved.
Amen.
Now this is still under the heading of a new year, the new creature. Not only start the year saved, but sanctified.
Oh yeah.
1 Peter 1:16 said, "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy."
Right.
See, sanctification is just another big word that means you're holy.
Right.
You've been set apart. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ought to have holy hands.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of you young men in here need to keep your hands off these young ladies. You ain't married yet, buckwheat.
Amen.
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 Amen. Somebody said, "Well, I can handle it." Baloney.
Right. Right. Yep.
That thought has drugged more men into a bad situation with a young lady.
Right. Exactly.
Now I'm gonna tell you, if you think you can resist it, friend, I've got news for you. You start laying around on the couch with a young lady. I'm telling you, you're headed for trouble.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, oh, I can resist it. You will be the first one I ever met that could. This flesh is still flesh. Amen. Holy hands. Holy eyes.
Amen.
Keep them eyes in your head.
Amen.
Holy lips, be careful what you say.
Right.
Holy feet, be careful where you go.
Amen.
Sanctified, holy.
Right.
In the Lord Jesus. Start the new year saved. Start the new year saved and sanctified. Start the new year saved, sanctified, and separated.
Amen.
The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 17, what about that? Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing.
Amen.
And I will receive you, and ye shall, and I shall be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters. Get this. Saith the Lord Almighty.
Amen.
Oh me. I'm a son of the Lord Almighty.
Amen.
He provides for us. He protects us. He'll give us the power of God in our life. Some of you young men here. I was talking to Ricky Whitlow last night. And here's what I told him. I said, Brother Ricky, we need revival in a desperate way. And I said, all of the old men of God are going off the scene. Think about down at Concord. Brother Allen's dead.
Yeah.
Brother Ballou's dead. Mm-hmm. Brother Fane Jordan died some time ago.
Yeah.
Brother Wayne Henderson died.
Yeah.
He said, I know it. All the old men are going off the scene. And he said, don't look like there's anybody to take their place. Now, here's what I want to say. I'll bet when those men that's done went off the scene, when they were young men like some of you, they probably said the same thing.
Yes, sir. Probably.
Oh, we're in bad trouble. All the older men's going off the scene. What are we going to do now? Hey, we're going to do the same thing that men's always done.
Amen.
Find Christ in the holy place.
Yes, sir.
And get the power of God upon your life.
Amen.
Somebody said, can we have it? Hey, the power of God does not depend upon another man.
Right.
It depends on you between you and the Lord.
Right.
And there's
right.
Nothing like it.
Amen.
Walking with Jesus.
Amen.
Overcoming temptation and trials, tribulations. Enjoying the power of God in the presence of Christ.
Amen.
Do you really know what Brother Hall means when I say the presence of God?
Yes, sir.
Some of you young men in here that's just maybe 20 or under, my lands, don't waste your youthful years of strength and energy.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Good advice.
Use them for Christ.
Yes.
Let Him have you. Sell out lock, stock, and barrel. And just plunge into the deep.
Amen.
Amen. Just plunge into the deep. Somebody says, I'm afraid I'll drown. No, He may let you get to the point where you think you're going to drown.
Yeah.
But He'll lift you up.
Amen.
He will lift you up.
Amen.
And not only start the new year, a new creature in Christ. Putting the new in the new year. A new creation.
Yes, sir.
Then secondly, I want to say start the new year with a new song.
Amen.
The book of Revelation, chapter number 5. I'll try not to be over 2 hours this morning. Book of Revelation, chapter number 5. I'm just going to, for sake of time, I'm going to read verse 9. And they sung, here it is, a new song.
Yes, sir.
Saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. Now get a hold of that. We think because we've been born in America, we got bragging rights. But my Bible tells me that every tribe, every nation, every people, there's going to be people. Hey, there's going to be people from throughout this world. Do you think that Christ is going to come into this world to save sinners, then cut off a block over here and say, I'm just going to forget them?
Right. Nope.
No, he's not going to do that.
Yeah.
I think when we, in fact, I know when we get to heaven, we're going to see people from different nationalities,
right.
Colors.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But start with a new song. Start with a new song.
Amen.
The Song of Solomon. I preached through that.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to tell you, that's a wonderful song.
Amen.
A wonderful song it is, no doubt. The groom sang, it's a love song.
Yes, sir.
And the groom sings to the bride, then the bride sings to the groom.
Amen.
Now I'm going to tell you, when you get a saved sinner and a holy God and get him put, and God, I'm talking about God singing to you.
Amen.
If God's sweet, wonderful, lovable voice falling upon the chords of your heart does not do something for you,
Amen. Then
God help you.
Yes, sir.
I've almost felt cramped over there a few times.
Yeah.
It's Cross Creek. Let me say this in Indiana Brogue. That's Cross Creek bunch.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was a grown man before I knew that a creek. Before I knew that a creek was a creek.
Yeah.
It's a love song. God gets to sing to you and you get to sing to Him.
Amen.
Oh, what a happy day it is. Amen.
Amen.
The new song is being sung. This is why it's new. It's the same old song. You read the words to it, it's the song that we sing.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you what makes it a new song. Get a hold of this. Where are we singing at today? On earth.
Right.
No, that song is being sung in heaven.
Amen.
Where do we get the glory?
Amen.
Hallelujah. They sung a new song. Yeah, it's new because we're in a new environment, new place.
Amen.
We're in heaven.
Yes, sir.
Singing to Him. And it's not only being sung. And the 420 elders, I don't want to hear them. The 420 elders represent the Old and the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And it's talking about the saved out of both.
Right.
Glory. Get to singing.
Amen.
A new song being sung in heaven. The redeemed is doing all the singing because he's been purchased. He has purchased us and has redeemed us.
Yes.
By his blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to reign with him. But we don't have to wait until we get to heaven to sing to Him.
That's right. Amen.
Have you ever considered coming to the house of God some glorious Lord's Day that He set apart and given us the privilege of coming to church to worship Him? Have you ever thought how it would change things if we just come to church and quit worrying about Him? Well, I'll just run a rabbit track. I'm going to tell you who we're singing to. We're saying to some man, someone we're singing for a people. Amen. We've lost the truth and reality of singing in the holy place to our Lord.
Amen.
And letting our Lord sing to us.
Amen.
Quit worrying about how you sound to mortal man and consider how you sound to
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
They sung a new song.
Amen.
I wish I could think of that song. Have a hard time thinking about things sometimes. Start the new year with a new creation. Start the new year with a new song. Start the new year with a new testament.
Amen.
Somebody said, what do you mean a new testament? Well, turn in your Bible to Matthew. Chapter 26. Verse 26. Mm-hmm. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is the blood, this is my blood of the New Testament.
Amen.
Which is shed for the many for the remission of sins.
Amen.
A New Testament. But what is it that made it new? Under the Old Testament law, there had to be an offering made every year.
Yes, sir.
One time a year, the high priest went and made an atonement for your sin. Took the blood of a goat or a sheep into that holy place and offered the blood upon the mercy seat there in heaven. But it was just the blood of some animal.
Right.
And it could not take away sin.
Yes, that's right.
And every year the same thing. Every year the same thing. Every year the same thing.
Right.
Go to the holy place. Go in the holy place. You read the book of Hebrews in chapter 10.
Yes, sir.
You'll find that it was quite a change when God made way into the holiest of all by the blood of His Son and gave you and I the privilege to enter in there. We didn't need a goat.
Right.
We didn't need a sheep. I'll tell you, we had the Holy Son of God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus, walked into that holy place and one time for the remission of our sins.
Right.
Shed His own precious blood
and
offered it on the mercy seat in the holy place. And now it's been by the renting of the temple. It has opened up the way for you and I to go into that holy place.
Amen.
And we don't have, we can come and go every day. The high priest, because our high priest, the Lord Jesus, went in and opened up that way for us. Under the New Testament, Christ offered Himself once for the remission of sin, not yearly. Under the Old Testament, they were redeemed every year. But under the New Testament, sins were forgiven or remitted.
Yes, sir.
Hey. The redeemed, forgiven or remitted carries with it the idea and implies a sending away.
That's right.
A sending away.
Amen.
If you don't get anything I said all morning, get a hold of this. Amen. When Christ took your sins from you, He sent them away.
Amen.
And guess what? I don't care what the Pentecostals say. I don't care what the Methodists say. He sent them away and they are not coming back.
Amen.
You'll never run into your sins going to the cross.
Amen.
They're gone.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah, they're gone. Now, a new preacher, a new song, a new testament. And a new name.
Amen. Good.
A new name. The Bible said in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, get this now, to him will I give the hidden manna and will give him a white stone. And in the white stone, a new name.
Amen.
That no man knoweth, save him that it was given to. We're going to, somebody said, I'm going to make a name for myself. It ain't going to work in heaven.
Right. Amen. Yep.
Jesus is going to give you a new name. Yep. And they won't nobody know your name but you.
Amen.
Now that's wonderful if you can think about it. Men today are known by their name. Men in heaven will be known by what they've done for Jesus. Amen. You've got to be an overcomer. This man is an overcomer.
Right.
That word overcome means to conquer. Mm-hmm. Have you ever conquered anything in your Christian life?
Amen.
Man, I'll never forget when I gave up cigarettes. Woo! I thought I had reached total sanctification.
Yeah.
That's right. And more. Them old weeds, I'd throw them out the window, go right, make another stop 2 miles down the road and buy another pack.
Yeah.
Throw them away, buy another pack. But boy, I'm telling you, that morning I was going to the church to help them pour concrete. I got down there by a little old place, got down from where Brenda's grandpa and grandma lived. I was driving that GMC pickup truck and I rolled, didn't have the power, rolled her down. I reached in that pocket and said, whoosh! The Lord said, you got another box in there and a glove box, get them too. Yeah, and you know why I got rid of them? The Lord took them.
Right. Amen.
We was in revival that same week with Brother I.A. McGowan. And old I.A. got up there preaching. And he is throwing that finger. His finger looked like it was 10 feet long. He said, I'm going to tell you something. If you smoke, you're not a smoker. You're a sucker.
Yeah.
I said, Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Ain't smoked one since.
Amen.
But when I threw them out that window, I said, Lord, I have arrived. He said, not quite yet, son. I turned and looked, and there was a stack. Oh! The Lord said, "Where did you just start with that one on top and go for it?"
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, we're not quite. We're perfect in Him.
Sure.
But this old flesh
right.
is not perfected yet.
Right.
But to conquer something. Some men have never conquered anything.
Right.
Prevail means to prevail. It means to have success. It means to get the victory.
Right.
I heard an old story how a Savior came from glory.
Yeah.
How He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me.
Yes, sir.
I heard about His groaning of His precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won. W-O-N won. The victory, hallelujah. Oh, victory in Jesus. My Savior forever.
Amen.
I'm so glad I've got a high priest at the right hand of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And I can go to Him in prayer with full confidence and assurance.
Amen.
And He'll take care of the problem.
Amen.
As you have meat, you have that hidden manna. You have meat to eat that others don't have. The overcomers do.
Amen.
I will give them meat. I'll give them hidden manna.
Amen.
Meat that we know not of.
Right.
But we don't have bragging rights.
Right.
I know some guys, they think they've arrived.
Yep.
They look down on us little fellas. And you would think they're God's gift to society.
Yeah, come on, man.
But they're not.
Right.
You have meat to eat that you know not of, but you don't have to, you know, not to brag over it. He said, and I give them a white stone. And on that white stone, a name that no man knoweth, but Him that I give the stone. A white stone.
Amen.
With a name in it that nobody else don't know. You won't be Hey You anymore.
Yeah.
Hey You. Hey man.
Yeah.
It won't be that way.
Amen.
The white stone is a pebble. Get this now. And it's right in your strong. It's a pebble that has been worn smooth by touch.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who touched it.
Amen.
Those trials and tribulations you have, that's just Jesus' way of touching you.
Right.
He's not going to hurt you. He's going to make the rough way smooth.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And the crooked way He's going to straighten.
Amen.
And the broad way He's going to make narrow.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry. He said, I'll never forsake thee or never fail thee.
Amen.
That's His wonderful name.
Yes, amen.
That white stone worn smooth through trial and tribulation. And all it is the touch of the Master's hand.
Amen.
Somebody touched me. Oh, somebody touched me. I was blind, but praise His name. I now can see.
Amen.
Oh, I was in darkness when Jesus found me. But since He found me, praise God, I'm free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. A pebble worn smooth, a handling, made holy by the touch of the hands of the shepherd.
Amen.
That white stone also means to be made innocent by acquittal. You know what acquittal is, don't you? You've ever stood before a judge and you've been acquitted by a jury? That means you're not guilty of that crime.
Right.
When Jesus acquitted you and I, we're not guilty anymore.
Amen.
Of the offenses against Him.
Amen.
How precious, how sweet, how holy, how wonderful
He is.
He is. Now I got one more thing. This is kind of turning the corner the other way. But there's a story. Wouldn't you like to wake up in the morning? A new creature. A new song. A new name.
Amen.
In the book of Numbers. In the verse of Scripture, I'm going to read it. Chapter 16 and verse number 30. But the sons of Korah and the sons of Korah, have come up and stood against Moses and really sought to take the high priest's office away from Moses and rejoice in it themselves. I hope nobody here ever guilty of this.
Amen.
It says in verse number 30, but if the Lord make a new thing, if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, then ye shall and go down quick into the pit. Then ye shall miss it. Then ye shall understand that there, these men have provoked the Lord. Mm. See, the Lord's got a new thing too. Mm-hmm. For people that rebel and reject, there's His Son. He's got a new thing.
Right.
It was sending them into the pit, the earth opening up and swallowing them into the pit. Somebody said, preacher, that's just... He said, the Lord's doing a new thing.
Right.
Because men today are not swallowed up into the pit when they're quick.
Right.
He did a new thing and swallowed Korah and 250 rebels. And the earth opened up and swallowed them alive quick.
Right.
Now that does not mean that they went into hell at a rapid pace. The word quick, like every trimmy fair and say, got into the quick.
Yep.
That quick means something alive. The earth opened up and swallowed those rebels up alive.
Yes, sir.
How horrible. I wouldn't want anybody to have to go through that. If you're here this morning, you've never trusted Christ. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day if you just come to Him this morning.
That's right. Amen.
And embrace Him with all your heart. Somebody said, you don't know what I've done. It don't matter whether I know what you've done. He knows, and He's still speaking to your heart and dealing with you about being saved by the grace of God.
Yes.
Just come to Him.
Amen.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come.
Amen.
Come to Him today.
Yes.
And trust Him. Amen. Let Him do great things for you. As the money bags come, it's all the instruments. It'll come and get a song. Let's all stand together. I know I was running pretty slow, but I can't help it. I've got a problem I'm trying to deal with. I never had to deal with it. But I have to now. Heavenly Father, thank you for the morning. Thank you for the Sunday school hour. Thank you for the preaching time.